Digital cameras are very much like the still more familiar 35mm film cameras. Both contain a lens, an aperture, and a shutter. The lens brings light from the scene into focus inside the camera, so it can expose an image. The aperture is a hole that can be made smaller or larger to control the amount of light entering the camera. The shutter is a device that can be opened or closed to control the length of time the light enters. The big difference between traditional film cameras and digital cameras is how they capture the image. Instead of film, digital cameras use a solid-state device called an image sensor, usually a charge-coupled device, CCD. On the surface of each of these fingernail-sized silicon chips is a grid containing hundreds of thousands or millions of photosensitive diodes called photocytes, photoelements, or pixels. Each photocyte captures a single pixel in the photograph to be. When you press the shutter release button of a digital camera, a metering cell measures the light coming through the lens and sets the aperture and shutter speed for the correct exposure. When the shutter opens briefly, each pixel on the image sensor records the brightness of the light that falls on it by accumulating an electrical charge. The more light that hits a pixel, the higher the charge it records. Pixels capturing light from highlights in the scene will have high charges. Those capturing light from shadows will have low charges. When the shutter closes to end the exposure, the charge from each pixel is measured and converted into a digital number. The series of numbers can then be used to reconstruct the image by setting the color and brightness of matching pixels on the screen or printed page. It may be surprising, but pixels on an image sensor can only capture brightness, not color. They record only the grayscale, a series of 256 increasingly darker tones, ranging from pure white to pure black. How the camera creates a color image from the brightness recorded by each pixel is an interesting story.